Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our very special guest of honor today is Mr. Anselm Valtonen. He is the Managing Director at Sudi Logistics Oy, based in Helsinki, Finland. First and foremost, Anselm, very welcome to this interview.
Thank you. Thank you. Nice to be here.
Yeah, nice to have you. I always allow my interviewees, for starters, to give our viewers a little bit of a background on why they got into logistics. Why are you not in an accountancy or sitting in a bank? How come you got into this business?
Yeah, well, it's a family matter. My dad is working in logistics still today and has been working whole his career, so I guess it's from there. It was my first touch to work back in the day, and we're still here on the same path. So
Okay, that's interesting. I also followed my dad. He was a sea captain, and when I told him I wanted to be a journalist, he rejected it. You go into logistics, he said. But now I'm here. Now I'm here. Tell me about Tsudi Logistics in Finland. You're set up there. Your headcount. What are your specialties in this big Scandinavian country?
So in Finland we have presently we have two offices.
Okay.
We have one in Turku,
Oh
which
yeah.
is our so to speak main office, where we have three people permanently, and then myself as the fourth, and that's our headcount in Finland. But my like main office is in Vantaa, close to the airport. I have a small office there, because I thought that would be good to have one here also. Plus, I'm living in the capital area,
Yeah.
so then I don't have to sit at home or drive to Turku every day. So, but I try to I visit Turku once a week, at least. So.
Okay, it makes sense. Yeah, we can do a lot online, but sometimes you actually have to see people in the eye, shake their hand,
Yeah, and especially after the corona stuff and everything, it's nice to have physical things also instead of
Exactly. So would you say Tsudi Logistics, of course, as the name implies, you are a logistics provider. Tell us a little bit about you do it all, or you specialized?
we'd like to specialize ourselves as a project forwarder, and that's our main niche, if you can say so. But of course, the times are challenging. The market is difficult. So we do it all, of course. It's not a time to you cannot be picky at the moment. So
No.
we do it all, from courier to big project. Doesn't matter. We are also to call one stop shop, if you'd like to say so, for the client.
Yeah, it's a good way of putting it. And I suppose what I believe from Tsudi Group, you are part of a bigger group quite strong in Scandinavia. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. We are a Norwegian company,
Yeah.
from starters, and of course family owned, with strong roots, and a strong presence in Scandinavia.
Yeah.
So our head office is in Norway, in Lysaker, and then we have offices also in Sweden and Finland, and then Northern Europe, or like Northern continent.
Okay. That's a good coverage, because many overseas, when they see Scandinavia, they think everything north of Hamburg is ice bears, so they don't really know it's a big and potential area. So your customers would be, it could be anyone, but mainly Finnish engineering companies, machinery companies, stuff like that.
I'd say so. Like Finnish industrial companies. Of course, everyone knows the big players in the project market, Valmet, Andritz, whatnot. So of course those guys are our big customers, and but as you said, could be anyone, and at the times that we are living at now, we of course also try to think outside the box and search for new opportunities, of course. But everyone knows also that of course the players are limited in Finland. There's only so many. So
yeah, it's a big country, but you know where each other are, so to speak.
Exactly. Yeah, the like what do you call it? The logistics circle is quite small here, so everyone
yeah.
knows each other.
If you see what goes around comes around, especially in Finland.
Exactly.
And do you feel also in Finland that you know, some of the ship owners, they now claim that they are the one-stop shop for everyone and they want to do logistics, so basically they compete with the independent forwarders. Do you see that situation in your country too?
I think it's a growing trend that the ship owners, or so to speak, like ocean carriers, if you want to say, they are starting to adventure into to our territory a bit. And of course, you know the I don't know if we are allowed to say names here, but you know
the big one.
the big one. What happened, was it last year or with the
with
who
the
they
purchase.
bought? And yeah, exactly. So
it's
that's a trend.
Yeah, and it's interesting to see some ship owners go all in and say directly, we take over the forwarders, so you better not book to them. Others, they do it more subtle, and others again still remain loyal to the forwarder. I suppose that you choose your service provider, your carrier, you choose with that in mind, right? I mean, you don't give money to the devil, so to speak.
That's correct. I mean, of course, sometimes there is not much of a choice, but as far as we can, we try to avoid certain parties, of course. Luckily, I have to say that at least to some extent, the especially the project customers in Finland are quite they like to have a certain level of personal service and connections in that sense, so that they might not actually I know that in some instances they are not using the big ones, so to speak, the ship owners, because they feel like they are just getting then thrown into the, you know,
the big wheel.
And then they lose the, you know, the level of service that they want and need. So.
Yes. Yeah, you probably will talk to an Indian call center or a call center in Poland, or you can only get feedback online. You can't actually speak to anyone. So it's happened. But to focus on your strengths, you have a limited headcount, but you are efficient, you are approachable. Can you mention, without going into too much detail, just some of the projects you have made from Finland to somewhere, or cross trade, or can you put some words on a couple of projects you've handled in recent times?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, I only started in February, so my experience with the company is, of course, limited. But let's say that we have had, for example, we have some bigger project with Valmet, for example, in the past, where we delivered paper machinery to Italy.
Oh yeah, good.
From Finland, and I think there was also some other loading places, but mainly Finland in that one. If I understood correctly, and then we actually have quite a lot of cross trade and import. And actually, some export also from China, because we have our own office in Qingdao.
Oh yes, that's right.
So that's one of our strengths also, that we have presence there. So we actually have quite a busy trade it's like thrusters and vessel parts.
Yes. Now, Finland is very famous for the fantastic cruise vessel that you are building there, in fact, in Turku, I think. And of course, China being the world's factory, the customer sits in Finland, but it's actually produced in China. So, but you still provide them with a door-to-door solution.
Correct.
Okay, that's interesting. And you have the office in Qingdao, so that means you will come to contact with them. How about other places in the world? Are you part of any networks at the moment? Are you how do you find your overseas partners?
We actually we have we were part of one other network, but we actually I can't remember the name now because it was before my time. But we separated from that at the beginning of the year,
All right.
and now we are of course members here. I think we might have one other that we are still like hanging on to, but for the most part, actually, the partner contacts they are more of like from experience from like what one have used earlier.
Yeah, exactly.
For example, of course, I have some contacts that are from my soon 10 years in logistics. They are hanging with me, of course.
Yeah.
So then I depend or. Like not depending on which company I am, I always have those contacts. So then I
Yeah.
use those, and then we have a couple of like a how to say bigger cooperations with which are used by several 2D entities. So then
Okay.
of course that's a bit of a deeper cooperation
Yeah.
than but.
It makes sense. I mean, nobody can be strong everywhere, and you need to find a local power in many places. So it makes sense. And of course, as we said in logistics, the circle is not that big, but
No.
always keep your contacts because you never know one guy suddenly he's your boss,
Yeah, no,
so
that's
you have to keep the networking. How is the competition in Finland, being the small market that it is? I suppose you have to fight every day. I mean, there's no free lunch, so to speak.
No,
No.
no, no, and especially now, let's say for the last I'd say past year,
Yeah.
since end of last year, and maybe even further than that, it has been the market is really, really competitive in Finland,
Yeah.
because of course the worldwide situation is difficult as everyone knows, so that has an effect on how the customers here behave, of course, because no investments means no projects, no transports,
Yeah.
or a lack of those. So then the ones that are left are of course we
Yeah.
all
Everybody.
forwarders, everyone is fighting really hard for those, and that of course means that the rates go down, and the margins are not maybe what they used to be, and yeah,
Sure.
it's difficult. It's difficult because you have to remember that even though we are a small country here, we have a handful of really big clients who are like known worldwide, and the
Correct.
decisions are made in Finland.
Yeah.
So we have all the big forwarder players also here. Oh,
Yes.
everyone has an office in Finland, more
Yeah.
or less.
Yeah.
So we are competing with all the big dogs too. So it's for sure challenging at the
Yeah,
moment.
but at least that's why we love business, isn't it? Logistics, it's never boring and every day is different. So,
Correct. Especially on the project side.
yeah, oh yeah. I cannot avoid but asking, of course, about your big neighbor there to the east. You share the longest borderline with Russia there. That trade has completely died out, I suppose. Transshipment and all that. Yeah, because I.
That's exactly the case, and as said, it basically stopped like immediately after the war started, or more or less at least.
Yeah.
And most of the companies made like the immediate decision to
Yeah.
stop every all like activity that has to do with the neighbor, and that was the case for Judy also.
Yeah.
Historically we had quite a lot of business across the border, but of course that's not the case anymore.
No,
Our
no.
company policy is that we don't do anything that has to do with that. So And of course, it has been other effects also for like country-wise for Finland, because of course there's a certain amount of tourism also. A lot of people coming and going, but of course the border is closed now, so.
And I think, wasn't it, just one question here came to mind. I saw that also Finland has reinforced the border. I mean, from top to bottom, so to speak, to, you know the history, so. Very interesting. And I guess you worked some with the Baltic states. I mean, you have some business with them as well. I mean, your neighbors, so to speak.
Yeah, we have. And actually, we have our own office in Estonia.
Ah, okay.
In Estonia, in Tallinn, which actually I'm the branch manager of. So
okay.
So I'm going there tomorrow.
Okay.
tomorrow to the Tallinn office. But yeah, so we have an office in Tallinn.
Okay.
Tallinn also, and a lot of activity in the Baltics then from Tallinn office.
Interesting.
We do.
And just for, you mentioned that you're based in Vantaa, the airport. Just for the viewers here, Vantaa is the capital airport, or the name of let's say the area, or whether the Helsinki International Airport is located, right?
So you
can call it Helsinki Airport, I guess.
Yeah, you can call it like it's the Helsinki area.
So people
make it
know
easy.
That you're not out in the bush. Right. Interesting. How do you see, we are soon coming to another year end. I mean, I don't know where the time flies to, but it definitely goes fast. How do you, you've mentioned the competition is tough. How do you view the rest of this year and next year? Any big contracts in that you are fighting on? How do you see the prospects?
Yeah, I mean, if the information I have gotten is correct, there should be some bigger RFQs hopefully incoming from a couple of customers.
Yeah.
Of course, we will fight for those and do our best to be able to win at least one. And also, we have a big focus on, I'm trying to get us into a couple of others, you know, to get some frame agreements done and to get the foot inside of the door and, you know, get into the loop.
To some major
clients, but let's see how that goes. But generally speaking, I had hoped that the end of the year, you know, would have been a bit more like revitalized.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems that the step has not yet been taken. Because it seems like I don't think that the end of the year will be anything special, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to hope that let's start of the year that the customers would, you know, start doing things again, you know, and not just sitting around waiting.
The same here. I'm interviewing here, sitting down here in Chile, and the same here. We have election coming up, and lots of uncertainties. Brazil and US are not good friends, and everything is up in the air. Nothing is. The global village is kind of shaking at the moment in some ways.
And I think that the most challenging part, or one of the biggest challenges, is also that it seems like that the situation is changing daily almost. One day, you know, so it's like that, and then the next day, you know, there is again some new political, you know, thing happening, and then it's again turning around, and there's no stability at all at the moment.
No. So maybe it's good not to have too huge of a headcount, rather have the right people instead of having too many people, right?
One could say that that's probably a good thing for now, because of course, the more people you have, you know, the more you need to do in order to keep everything
running. Yes,
everything running. So
Very interesting answer. I think you replied my questions pretty well here, and I know 2D Logistics from from several years. You have a good reputation around in Scandinavia, and what you do well. So that's at least my take on this. I, as you know, come from Scandinavia, so I know about you. I want to say formally many thanks for this interview.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. It was a pleasure, and hopefully there's some fruitful things to come from our
I'm sure the whole world will know about you now, I hope. So
I don't know if that's a good thing, but
maybe not, yeah, maybe not. So to all our listeners, viewers, readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our very special guest of honor today has been Mr. Anselm Valtonen. He's the managing director of Tsudi Logistics Oy in Finland, based around Helsinki, the capital. So if you need a competent, versatile project logistics forwarder who can do not only Finland, but also cross trade and with offices around in Scandinavia and a strong family-owned background, do contact Anselm directly. I'm sure you'll be satisfied with their service. From me in Project Cargo Weekly, thank you very much and until next time.